The Ministry of Education and Sports has established that only 10% of the refugee pupils proceed with post-primary education, according to the Minister of Education, Janet Museveni. Government is working to ensure that the education of the refugees is promoted.
Government is well aware of these challenges and is doing everything to ensure adequate provision of services in all the host communities. The Minister of Education and Sports is dedicated to continuously improve and transform the country's education system.
Girls' numbers proceeding to the secondary schools is said to be worse. The Irish ambassador to Uganda, Donald Cronin, says there is need to promote girl-child education by partners.
Access to secondary school and education in Uganda is very low, with girls' enrollment being a third of that of their male counterpart. We need to continue to work together to ensure that girls transition into secondary school and that their performance and personal and social development within the school environment is enhanced.
In an interview with some South Sudanese refugees in Reino Camp Settlement, they described the few secondary schools as the main problem limiting their post-primary education.
A child from there will trouble and reaching here, she comes late, of which I expect the window trust to balance the equation. Construct a big secondary school in Opoa 1, 2, 3, and go to construct also secondary for Opoa 4, 5, 6. It is an effective administration for the camp to be run smoothly.
There is a lot of overcrowding. I have seen the number of students who are basing per a class. I don't know whether there will be a good performance there.
In West Nile, apart from the post-primary schools being distant, the refugees are also complaining of some school fees charged in the secondary schools, which they claim is making secondary education expensive.